Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. So the holidays are upon us. Like, Thanksgiving is this week. What are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? What are you bringing into your consciousness right now to say, hold up, wait a minute. You remember that song? Stop, hold up, wait a minute. What is that? Stop, hold up, wait a minute telling you right now. Look around. Just look at yourself. What are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? Thanksgiving is that time where we get together, sometimes enjoy, sometimes because we have to, sometimes because we don't want to, but whatever it is, it's all an energy. So this Thanksgiving, when you're going, if you're going to celebrate, bring celebration with you. I think that's the beauty of Thanksgiving. Bring thankfulness and gratitude with you, but bring celebration with you. Celebrate life, celebrate one another, and when you celebrate one another, you change the frequency of the room. Because there's no room for anger when you celebrate. There's no room for hate when you celebrate. Celebrate one another, love one another, and just bring Thanksgiving to a higher frequency this year, to a frequency where you can say, you know what? The universe is always listening and providing unconditionally. And that's a passage from Gordana Biernat's book, hashtag Know the Truth, number 164. And I bring that up because one person that I'm super grateful for and super thankful for in my life, also not only in my personal life, but in my Twitter life and in my social media life and on Max and Friends, is Gordana Biernat. Now, Gordana Biernat is the only European to have been named an Oprah Winfrey Super Soul 100 teacher. Her straightforward and empowering tweets have already inspired hundreds of thousands across the globe. Millions, I'm going to say at this point. And the book is a collection of her most profound wisdom. Now, hashtag Know the Truth will open your eyes to your true potential and inherit inner power. It will remind you of who you are and why you are here. Hashtag know the truth. Why knowing who you are changes everything. And Gordana Biernat is here with us. How appropriate that it's the Thanksgiving show. It didn't even dawn on me until right now that Gordana is here for our Thanksgiving show. So tonight is a life class. We're going to motivate you. We're going to inspire you. We're going to bring you into a place where you can just be still and know that at this moment, where I am right now is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And that's tuning in to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. If by now you don't have the app, go to latalkradio.com. It's a free app and you can take it with you wherever you go. And you can get over 9 years of archives of Max and Friends at latalkradio.com/Max. In addition, you can follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci. And I have a new Instagram that's public. So we're going on a different platform there, which is Max Tucci Radio. And we're trying that out to see how it works. So follow me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. But tonight, we're going to talk about hashtag Know the Truth. And since Thanksgiving is here, that means that Christmas is just around the corner too. And the holidays and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and whatever else you celebrate. So my point is that hashtag Know the Truth. I'm holding this up to the camera, realizing that I'm on radio, not television right now, but hashtag know the truth is the book you want to get for the season, because tis the season to hashtag know the truth. And it's a great gift. There was, I received 10 of these books, and that was just the divine working, because I was able to become a truth ambassador and hand these books out to people all over the United States, which has been a fun. I had these books. I took them with me. I ended up in Boulder, Colorado. We gave one out there when we did a book giveaway. So follow me on Twitter, because you never know where I'm going to be, because I don't until I'm there. And I'll have the book with me. So I want to carry this book where I go. I want to bring it to you and pass the baton of wisdom to you. And that's what Gordana's done with this book. So I love the book. I love Gordana. I'm bringing her here tonight on Max and Friends, because now we can actually say there is a book and you can go buy it. And right on the cover, it has the Oprah Super Soul 100 teacher, because that's what Gordana is. And what I love about Gordana is that, you know, she is just a force of wisdom, a force of nature, a force of truth, and a force of knowing who she is. Because why she knows who she is the reason why she can go on Twitter and why you all resonate with 140 characters. You know, we have millions of words in so many different languages, but you are all resonating with sentence of the truth. So that speaks volumes in itself. So welcome back to Max and Friends, my friend Gordana Viernat. Hello.
Hi, Max. I celebrate and I appreciate you. So thank you so much for having me on Max and Friends again.
It's always
I'm
a pleasure.
So happy to be here.
It's always a pleasure. And celebration. I love you said celebrate, because that's really, I think, my intention this Thanksgiving is to celebrate being thankful. Just the word celebrate makes you want to have a good time, right?
Yeah, it does. Because, I mean, to celebrate and to appreciate is one of the highest frequencies you can be in. I think it's like unconditional love. Because when you appreciate something, you actually look at the best things about that thing. And that is a super, super high frequency. So if you want to heighten your frequency, start appreciating even the smallest things around you.
And
it's the right time to do. And celebrate them appreciating them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I celebrate your book, that's for sure. And what I love about your book, you know, before the show we spoke about, there's so many different ways to read hashtag Know the Truth, which is published by Hay House UK. And for me, I think what your book does is it, when I open it up, what I'm doing is I'm connecting at that moment to source. I'm connecting at that moment to the divine, to the universe supporting my moment, me, who I am, why am I here? And what it does is it validates what my soul needs to know. It validates it in the sense, for instance, I just opened up the book because we're talking about frequency, and I opened it up to a page where love is the primary pattern in the fabric of the universe. Everything else is secondary, number 92 in your book. But what I do is then I dissect that, you know, because I know on Twitter you only had so many characters to do it. And then I try to say, okay, what does Gordana mean? What does source mean? What does divine mean? What does universe mean to me at this moment by saying love is the primary pattern in the fabric of the universe? And then if I'm still for a moment and I think, okay, the fabric of the universe, because we're all woven together in that fabric of the universe. We're all one. The primary pattern is all of us together. And at the source of that is love. So I kind of do like the Hebrew thing and read it backwards. But so that's how I read the book. And that's how then I say, I then find myself in each sentence, in each word. And when I find myself in those words, I then connect even stronger to source, because that's who delivered them to you.
Yes, because every time you dive into the book, it is going to give you a mirror of your frequency and what you need to know in that exact moment, which means that there is a message to you. I mean, the entire reality all around you works the same way. Everything you look at is actually a signal back to you and telling you this is your frequency. When you read my book, you will have it in words and you will have it in thoughts and you will have it in feelings, which is easier for us to understand that this is a mirror. There is an interpretation I need to do with what I get and see what I can do with it. How can this help me in this now moment? And the spooky thing is that it will always, always, always connect to the exact frequency and the exact thing that you need for that exact moment.
That's the joy.
And I love it. Yes, and I love it. I love it that you are actually reading the book exactly the way I intended it when I wrote it, even though I didn't know it from the beginning. But that's how it came to be. I wanted it to be pieces of wisdom which you can dive into anywhere, anytime you need it. And you're doing it exactly the way I wanted it to be done. So I love that. I really love that.
Well, I love the fact that, you know, we speak often via Twitter and texting one another. And I remember, like, the whole concept of being a truth ambassador. And it's like, why did I just get 10 books sent to me? I mean, you know the story, so without, I don't have to say it on air. But I had all these books sent to me of hashtag Know the Truth. And then I was like, okay, like, I know why now. Because I think when you have, you know me with abundance. Like, my whole thing is joy in the morning. I'm abundant. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Abundance is who I am. I am abundant. I have abundance. And then therefore 10 books show up, it's abundance. You know, it's giving you that 15 seconds of thought process of focusing and clarity and abundance. And then when it shows up, recognizing it. So then I was like, okay, now I know why I have these books and now I can do something with them. And that's when I was like, is it okay if I become like a truth ambassador and hand out the books and do a giveaway? And then you saw the magic that happened. We were in Boulder, Colorado when we gave one of the books away and we Skyped you. And there you were with us. We were sitting on a bench reading your book.
Yeah. Yes. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I loved the heart-shaped rock you got from the lady you gave the book to. I mean, I loved it because it was also a synchronistic thing, because I do, I draw a little heart for you in your book and you found it later on. So there is this love theme and touching your heart in the now moment that goes through all the entire experience that you were talking about, having the abundance of books and sharing them with other people. And then she comes with a little heart-shaped rock. I mean, I love that.
It's the frequency.
It's so beautiful.
And then also when you were saying how you pictured yourself walking through Central Park and someone's going to be on a bench reading your book. And then here we were sitting on a bench in Boulder, Colorado.
It's so synchronistic. It was really beautiful. I love that.
And it's conscious creation too. You know?
Yes.
But so I want to get into the book, but before we get into the book, you know, there's just so much going on right now in the universe. And I think, you know, everything comes at the right time, at the right place. And that's why hashtag Know the Truth, I think, is published at the perfect moment. Because really it's the type of book where in this space of feeling disconnected and in this space of feeling uncertain, it brings you back to the connection of source. It brings you back to that moment of, I'm not alone. And people are feeling that. I feel it in, you know, here in the States especially. There's really, I mean, so much going on. And people are being, they're being diverted. They're also being separated from one another. They're being separated from source, from creativity, from celebration, from laughter, from Thanksgiving, from joy, from love. There's a big disconnect happening. And one of my wishes is that hashtag Knows the Truth will reconnect us as a human race, but bigger than human, bigger than being human. It will soul connect us. And that's what you're doing. That's what's happening. And when you wrote the book, did you know that there was going to be such an outpouring of soul connection?
No, I didn't, but it is. It becomes a result of every time you go inwards, every time you go inwards to seek the truth and you find your own truth, you inevitably connect to soul source. And that is the source to everyone. So you're connected through your own soul source to everybody around you. And it's a paradox because you think that you need to connect by going outwards when in fact, when you go deep within, you connect to everything, to all that is and to all the beings in the universe by connecting to your own soul source. And hashtag Know the Truth helps you do that in a very, very special way. I don't tell you what your truth is. You have to find that within you. What I do is I help you connect to your truth by reminding you that you are soul source. And that's where you need to go in order to connect to the rest of the soul sources out there. So I think that is the way to do it. And it, as I said, it sounds like a paradox, but when you start connecting to your own truth, you find people of the same frequency as you. And I mean, the truth is that we are unconditional love. So it is the highest frequency. And when you connect to unconditional love, which is your source, you connect to other beings that are feeling exactly the same thing. And that's when true connection comes. It comes from within. It almost never comes from without. It always comes from within. Because you attract that frequency beings to yourself too. And when you know who you are, you actually see the illusion of fear. You can see it. And then it can't bring you in. It can't drag you into the drama of the fear and the negative stuff around you. You stay certain in your core because you know who you are.
Yeah.
And that is power. There's so much power in that. Yes.
And what I love about the truth is that the truth and knowing who you are will disrupt every pattern and pathology you thought of who you were.
Yes.
Because of people, because of growing up, because of circumstances, mm-hmm. because of life, because of family, siblings, friends. Mm-hmm. You know, we're almost like a magnet. And if we don't have the truth shield on, we allow yeah. people's perception of who we are stick to us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can take years and years to shake them off and to disrupt the pattern of, mm-hmm. okay, that's not who I am. You know, mm-hmm. and when you have the truth of who you are, that's when you can stand. And as we were talking mm-hmm. earlier and say, where you could literally shift in from hoping to knowing. You know, that's a whole nother yes. conversation, though.
Yeah.
But you can, it you is. Know. What were you going
yeah. to
say?
Yeah, I was going to speak a little bit about that by knowing who you are, because that can be a tough thing to do. A lot of people think that, okay, so now I know who I am, which means I know who I am. Well, mm-hmm. it's not that easy. Knowing who you are means that you acknowledge the being within you, looking at your actions and reactions, at your feelings, at what you're looking at what you're listening, knowing the being within you that does that. Mm-hmm. That is to know who you are. And then when you do that, you can choose what reactions and what actions suit you. That is to know who you are, but that doesn't mean that you will always know what is going to happen in your life and that everything that happens in your life will be exactly as you want it. Mm. Knowing who you are means that you are balanced within you and you can look at the things coming at you and knowing that you're the one choosing, you have the choice, you have the responsibility to what you're allowing to come through you. Mm. So you have that power. That is knowing who you are. It doesn't mean that everything will be exactly as you want it outside of you, so to speak. It's about knowing how to handle what comes to you. Mm. And in that, looking at it and mirroring yourself in that and saying, okay, so this is what I am at this moment. And this is who I am now. But being the balanced eye looking out.
Mm. And
so it's a process. It's like a dance. You're doing it all the time.
Right.
Yes, it is. It is.
I'd also think that witnessing your experiences and giving a testimony to your experiences, because, you know, we go through things in life and then I experienced this or I felt this way. But when you really acknowledge the experience, I think then you really acknowledge who you are. How really did I react during that situation? And what was my experience? Because for me, I think, humans, what we're here for is to experience everything. But when you don't acknowledge the experience, you're not connecting to source and you're not connecting to yourself. And you're just basically walking around with no intentions, without like a chicken with the head cut off, you know. It's like you're just running in circles. It's an unchoreographed dance as opposed to having a choreographed dance by saying, what are the intentions? What is the experience? What am I learning? What am I getting? What am I giving? What are the reactions? What are my reactions? You know, what is this scale? What is the yin? What is the yang? What is the light? What is the dark? All of this. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about knowing who you are. Because what knowing who you are means is you can take everything that's given to you and balance it. There's a beautiful balancing act.
Exactly. That's what it is. And you were talking about collecting experiences. I write about that in the book because I feel that somehow we have become consumers of things. Mm-hmm. But our primary purpose is to collect experiences here as spirits. I mean, that is what we're supposed to do here, because you can't take the things with you when you die, but you can't. You do
but you
take
can enjoy
your experiences.
Them while you're here.
Yes, and that is true. That is true, and I love that because I am here to experience the physical world.
Right.
But I have to acknowledge also that I'm here to collect certain experiences. Mm-hmm. And if I'm awake, I will understand that these experiences are actually presents here, even the bad ones, because there is a mirroring back to me there.
It's all just a gift.
And yes, it's all just a gift. And when you see that is when you know who you are, because you're not afraid of the gifts that are given to you, even the bad ones.
You know, and that's the thing, is that the reality, like Alan Watts says, is that the simplicity of life is to live. So when you really just digest that, even when you have a package or a gift that maybe the inside isn't going to be as amazing as you thought it was, you still have to go through the experience of unwrapping it, of taking off the bow, taking off the wrapping paper, opening up the box. And then it's like, do you open it and be like, oh man, now I'm disappointed? Or do you open it and say, okay, you know what? This is a wonderful experience. It's what it is. I'm not getting out of here alive. So let me just take this with me and just accept it for what it is and carry on. And I think for me, that's what I do. You know, and I look at all circumstances in life, whether, you know, it's a tragedy or whether it's not, or whatever it is, the conflict or joy or sorrow or pain and happiness, whatever the emotion, the energy and motion is, I let that motion carry through me. Now, I want to talk about carrying through you, beautiful light, hashtag know the truth. We're going to play a song right now because that's what we do here on Max and Friends. And I have to remind you all that you're listening to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. I get into this conscious conversation with Gordana. I forget we're on the radio. And then I look at the time. I'm like, ooh, all right, we got to do some things here. So you're listening to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. My guest tonight is Gordana Biernat. The book is called Hashtag Know the Truth, Why Knowing Who You Are Changes Everything. You can get it on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble. I got mine on Target. How you doing, Target? Thank you. So Target has free shipping. Y'all can get it for the holidays. You can stuff it in your stockings with care. But go to hayhouse.co.uk. That's who published the book. Go to at My Power Talk because that's where you can find Gordana and the 300,000 plus followers that she has there. It's a very interactive social media platform. Gordana puts something and then all of a sudden it's like the domino effect. Everyone starts tweeting, retweeting, giving thoughts, giving praise, giving question. And it's an interactive social media platform. So hashtag know the truth. Get it for everyone that you know this season. Just get it just because. It's nice to get and give and give and get and just that whole circular thing. But right now I'm going to give you a song from one of my best friends in the whole world, Ash Ruiz. The song is called Most Beautiful Light. And when we're back, we're going to talk about hashtag know the truth. And we're going to actually get into it. There's got to be an intimacy that we're going to see. Into me see is what we're going to do with hashtag know the truth. Stay tuned, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.
And all I wanna do is sing your love songs. All I
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was Ash Rua's Most Beautiful Light. And what I love about that song with Ash is that literally there's a sentence that he says in there that says that he wants to whisper the secrets of the universe. And that's what hashtag know the truth is. It is this the whisper of the universe. Now, Gordana Biernat is my guest tonight. The book, obviously, is her book, hashtag know the truth. How do the thoughts come to you to be able to tweet? What do you do?
Oh, I have to start by saying that I love, before the song, you said intimacy, into me see. Mm-hmm. Because the deeper you go within yourself, the more you allow others to see your true self. Mm. And this is exactly what I do when I write the tweets. It is an intimacy with myself. I go deep within myself. And when I am there, the things just appear. I just know what is right to write. And then I write it down, and it is really unfiltered, because when I start filtering it, it's my beliefs that speak. So I try not to filter it. I try to put it out there exactly as I found it within me. And I know it immediately. I know when a tweet is right, I simply know that it is right. And when I send it out there, I know that it will hit people right in the heart, because that's where it comes from. And I really, really love that, into me see, because this is what I do. I allow people into me see to see within me. And when they can see within me, they can see within themselves, because we are all of the same source. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that same weave, that, right?
Yes, that is the fabric of the universe. When I tap into that fabric, when I allow myself to be part, an unfiltered part of that fabric, that is when the words come to me. That is when I know that this, I have to put this out there. And I honestly, I do get a lot of people telling me that they feel that the words I write are so crystal clear, and that they feel connected to their soul when they read the words. They can't actually tell me how it happens. They just feel it. They feel the truth within it. And I never tell people, this is how it is, or this is how you should feel. I just put a thought out there. And if it resonates with you, then you're connecting to that truth within you. And I love doing that.
And if it doesn't resonate with you?
Well, then you have a different kind of truth within you at that moment. And that it's your frequency. If it's lower or higher, it's up to you to decide where it is. I know that I am on a really high frequency. I can feel that within me. I can feel, because every time you feel that you can accept, the more you can accept of other people, the higher the frequency you're on. And I do feel that I accept. I accept even the bad things in my reality. I accept them as they are. I don't have to like them, but I accept that they are there. Mm-hmm. So that means that there is a higher frequency going on here. So sometimes I play with the thought, I put out a really complicated tweet, and then I watch who is going to retweet this tweet, the first one.
Right.
And that's when I know, oh, there's another one at the same frequency as I am. And I love playing that game with myself. So I look for people of the same frequency as me
You're
out
like
there, and there are a lot of them.
The tag you're it frequency, right?
Yes, exactly.
Tag you're it.
That's true.
The truth
yes,
seekers.
Yes, we're playing around with
it
that,
is.
Looking who's get it. Yes,
it is. It's just a game of truth. You know, that's
yes.
how much fun life is. And, you know, I concur also, you know, acceptance is something that, again, it's a choice. So we either are going to choose to accept or not. And I think when you make the choice to just accept everything as it is, because everything is nothing and nothing is everything, it's just all, it's just a made-up, fun world we live in. And that's how I look at it. And that's why, for me, I'm like, okay, I find the balance in it all. And I really do, I just accept every situation for what it is, because I recognize that I connected with this life now, so I've already accepted it before I was born. That's why I'm here. So to try to not accept it is just fighting with myself and with my surroundings. You know, I'm here because I chose to be here. I'm living right now, and I'm choosing to acknowledge that in this moment, of course this was going to happen, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, because I wanted it to and because I wanted to experience that. You know, and that's really like going back to source. I was ready for this life, you know?
Yeah.
But so that's just where I feel I am right now in the celebration of life and acceptance and realizing that it was something done a long time ago. So whatever happens to you at that moment, celebrate it. Because all of a sudden you'll change that frequency of what you thought was bad was just, this is another amazing experience. You know?
That is, I mean, that is so true. At the same time, looking at the universe or our reality for what it is, the essence has to be unconditional love. Because there can be nothing outside of it. Unconditional love is unconditional acceptance of all that is. I mean, if the essence of the universe would be something negative, then it would have to push stuff outside of it. Mm-hmm. And there can be nothing.
Right.
Yes, and there can be nothing outside of it. I mean, it's either all that is or it's nothing. And unconditional acceptance has to contain all that is. So the negative is actually contained within the positive, so to speak. So that's why the positive or the acceptance has to be the underlying pattern, the essence. The negative cannot be that.
I think there's a fear that people have that negative or bad is going to take over or good is going to take over. Everything is in motion. Everything is yin and yang. You know, and that's the balance of life. And when you realize that the world and life and the experience of life is always balancing itself out. Every action has a reaction. You know, bad is not going to take over. You know, it's just not going to happen. We need all of that balance. And Alan Watts, you know, he does a great teaching about balance. And that's one thing where I feel when we get out of sync or when the frequencies are lower is that like on a microphone, we have to check the balances. You know, I just built a pool, and when the pH is off and the waters aren't balanced, the water is no longer crystal clear. It becomes murky. And then someone comes in, and they change the chemicals, and they balance it, and then there's clarity. The water is clear. So if you're feeling an imbalance right now, just check what it is in your life that's making you feel imbalanced. And of course, if you don't know how to do something, link up with someone that does. You know, that sometimes we need a coach.
Yeah, and the one that is balancing it is the eye I was talking about before.
Yeah.
The eye looking out, the one feeling, the one that has the feelings, not the feelings themselves. You are the one, as Ash was singing, he was saying, you're the one all the time. You are the one.
You are the
balance. Yes, you are the one. You're the balance between those two.
Yeah.
Acknowledge that power within you, because you literally are the balance between positive and negative because you have free will and you can always make a choice in the now moment. So it's up to you to choose. Some things are really bad, but they do have a better side. There's always a worse and a better side. So your job, and your job as the balance there is to look for the better side. I'm not saying it's going to be good, but it's the better side. And if you continually do that, then your reality becomes more of the way you prefer it to be. And that's what you're here to do. You're here to enjoy things you prefer in
Even
this reality.
Obstacles.
Yes, because the obstacles are there to show you a contrast. Otherwise, it would be
Boring.
utterly boring. Yes.
Well, you know, I love that we're dissecting Ash's song because there's also a sentence that he says, you don't need Superman when you're already free.
Yes,
You
exactly.
know?
You don't need anyone to save
No.
you because you're the savior.
You
You're
are.
the
Ooh, you're gonna
literally the
get tweets
savior.
on that, girl. Get ready for some tweets there. That's true. You know, and when I
Okay.
say that to people, like, I'm God, they're like, look at me like I'm blasphemy. Like, how dare you? I'm like, I am the God of my reality. I am creating my reality. If we believe that God created the world and God created light and darkness and birds and dinosaurs and humans, I'm creating what works for me. You know, if we really like break it down, if all of these things that a God created, those are things because he wanted to play with them and be entertained by it. So my goal here is to do the same thing, is to create what's going to bring me joy. So I do that on a constant basis. And I always tell people, when people say, like, Jesus Christ, I say, yes. And it gets people so mad. Or, oh my God, yes. I do it with my mom all the time because she's constantly saying, God. I'm like, yes.
When you know something, I think that it's important to define God.
Right. But you
It's
can't.
really important.
I think if you
No, you
define
can't.
God, it just minimizes God. Because
Of course
you're
it
putting
does,
a definition
because
on something that's everything.
yes, for me, for instance, God, all that is the force, the source, are I can they are interchangeable. These words are interchangeable in my reality. So all that is actually God for me. And all that is, I am a part of all that is, which makes me all that is in my own universe, so to speak, in my reality, the
You
reality
know,
I am creating.
it's interesting, and
It
we're going to
makes
talk
me.
about your book, hashtag Know the Truth by Gordana Vernot, Why Knowing Who You Are Changes Everything. One of Oprah's Super Soul 100 teachers. It's important to say that because Gordana is the only European to have been named that, but in fact, there's only 100 of them. So they're out there, but they're rare. But the point is that universe, God, all that is, source, those words started becoming popular. Like, really, I remember them becoming popular like in the 90s and early 2000s. And people were so sensitive to say universe, meaning that if you said universe, you automatically were like an atheist. You didn't believe in a God. So now there's a universe, or there's a source, or there's something greater than I am. And I think we just get so caught up in the made-up words that we forget all that is who I am. So I just wanted to point that out.
No, but you know something, there is a very, very short chapter in the book who it's called Who Are You? Do you want me to read from it? Because it
I want you
defines
to
what
read
I
from it.
Okay, so I'll read from it. Here it goes. Let's see now. Who are you? You are one consciousness experiencing itself through a multitude of singularity points of awareness. Every one is unique, yet we are one. If the word God doesn't resonate with you, feel free to change it to whatever is right frequency for you. Here are some suggestions: the source, all that is, the force, the universe. You cannot see God because God is the seer in you. You cannot hear God because the God is the listener in you. And you cannot speak to God because God is the thinker in you. Know this, you are a perfect fractal of all that is. Your source works through you, not outside of you. You are the creator of everything in your reality. In that sense, you can never be lost because your life and everything in it is your creation. Who are you? You are God. God is you. You are the one. The one is you.
You are the one. Back
Yes!
to Ash's song. What a perfect song for that.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing
Yes.
that because I think, you know, that, I mean, for me, it just clarifies so many things to so many people. And it's acceptance. That's what that
Yes.
whole paragraph is acceptance of all. Now, also in the book, 214, which is my birthday, so it's a passage that I wanted to talk about. I call them passages in your book.
Yes. I
So.
call them truth thoughts, but it's okay. We can call them anything.
Exactly, right? We can accept to call them everything because they are all
Yes.
that is. So 214
Yes.
says, and we talked about obstacles actually. All obstacles are actually portals through which you can expand in your consciousness by learning new things about who you are. If you keep avoiding the problem and ignoring the pattern in it, the pattern it is creating in your life, it will reappear over and over again, with increasing impact until you deal with it. We live in an expanding universe that wants you to push your boundaries. Push your boundaries so you can grow through you, so it can grow through you. I think it's self-explanatory.
Yes, it actually is. Yes, no, but maybe we need to talk about what I mean, that our obstacles are portals.
Please, because I know that's confusing people.
Yes, what I mean by portals is that an obstacle will give you a specific frequency, and it will open up a world with that specific frequency, which means that it's like a door. It opens up and you enter it. If you allow the obstacle to decide your feelings, you will go into the obstacle and you will live in that room with that specific frequency. That is why I call them portals. And you can choose if you want to enter through that portal or not by regulating your feelings about it. You can look at it from a better point of view. Mm-hmm. For instance, you would see it as something that is not as bad as you might have thought it was. Mm-hmm. And you're opening another door, which is another portal into another room.
I'm getting excited because you know what this reminds me of? Alice in Wonderland and falling through the rabbit hole.
Exactly. That's
it's
how
exactly
it is.
Exactly that. Yes. And it's like, are you going to have that tea party? Or are you going to be like, why am I here? Right?
Yes. It's all up to you. I mean, you fall down. Mm-hmm. You fall into the obstacle or the rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. But it is up to you to deal with it, to open the right doors.
To create magic inside of it.
Yes. Yes, yes. That's right. What I mean by that obstacles are actually portals.
Yeah.
And you are entering through them because they're allowing you into a specific frequency, which you wouldn't have had unless the obstacle or situation wouldn't appear.
Right. So it comes back to for every action, there's a reaction. Now that I'm here, what am I going to create? Right?
Yes,
do we become the victim or do we become the victor? Or to become the celebrator. For me, I'm the celebrator.
Yes.
No matter what the situation is, I always celebrate it. And that, to me, that's why people, like, they get mad almost. Like, how can you, because this is amazing. Mm. People have cancer. We look at it like, oh, you are, you know, you have to fight this, the battle of cancer. Mm. We're not going to live anyway. You know, this is the reality of life. What are you going to do? Look at it and celebrate. Okay. Now I know if it's a terminal cancer. I said this the other day and it really pissed people off. But I'm like, you now have the option to know that your time is limited and you have the gift to knowing how much more time you have, right? Mm. Are you going to create magic in that gift or are you going to just take that and be the, you know, the victim and pick up a fight or pick up a battle and everything becomes so dark instead of just celebrating, okay, I've got like 2 months to live. Let's do everything. I don't have cancer, so I don't know how someone else goes through it. But the reality is take all of those portals, and once you're in those obstacles, celebrate them and just really enjoy life because you could be completely healthy and die tomorrow. So you never know where you are.
I do understand what you're saying because I remember when I was 17 or something, I was in a car accident. I think I talked about it on one of your shows. And there is this moment where I'm sure that I'm not going to survive this. Mm. I feel that I am going to die. And in that specific moment, I accept that. I surrender to it. And I think, okay, so if I'm dying, then just I don't want to feel pain.
Right.
And in that moment, there was this piece of glass flies right by me. And I look at it and there is the colors of a rainbow in that glass. And I'm going, oh my God, it's so beautiful. And I think that I made a decision in that moment that I didn't want to die, actually.
Right. Yeah.
Because I acknowledged the beauty in this life by looking at that thing. Yes, that was a portal. I mean, I was entering a very bad portal because I was dying in it. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, I found another portal. I saw the beauty of physical life and I entered that portal and it felt like I was reborn. It felt like I had a perfectly new life after that.
Yeah. And
so that's what I'm, and here I am doing this and enjoying and loving and feeling and celebrating and appreciating everything in my life. Yeah. So when I do understand what you say, that when you acknowledge the beauty of a bad situation, when you acknowledge the gift in that situation, that is when you can turn it around. Otherwise, you stay in the frequency of fight or struggle or whatever battle, it is you're right. creating, yeah. battle, and that might open the wrong portal for you.
And also lower the frequency. But speaking yes. of frequency and darkness mm-hmm. and light, number 111 yep. and hashtag know the truth. You all know I post 111 and 1111. 111, yes. without darkness, there is no light. I mean, this is the perfect segue into this conversation.
Yes, yes,
sometimes
yes,
you
yes.
must face what you are not in order to understand mm-hmm. what you are. Mm-hmm. What you are. Sometimes you must face what you are not in order to understand what you are. Gordana, what are you at this moment right now?
Source. I feel like source right now. Honestly, I do. I feel like I am source, experiencing physical reality, drinking wine, tasting the wine, thinking about beautiful things here with you. I sense life here, physical life, and that is who I am at this moment. I think that the tweet that you read, without darkness, there is no light, mm-hmm. and sometimes you must face what you are not in order to understand what you are, is about the contrast that you as a spirit have the privilege to experience in physical world, mm-hmm. in the physical reality. Because without that contrast, you would be light all the time. And as we said earlier, that's kind of boring after a while. Nothing mm-hmm. happens. And you cannot describe light unless there is darkness. So it's
without, right, pain, laughter
yes.
without sorrow.
Yes, you need all that.
Right, right.
yeah. And the next truth thought after that is mm-hmm. also, it says, how are you defining yourself? Through mm-hmm. fear or through love? Are you focusing more on avoiding fear in your everyday life than on seeking joy and love? Mm-hmm. And I think that that is a very, very powerful question to ask yourself, because sometimes we think that we are happy. We think that everything is okay. But what we're actually doing is we are happy that we are not in pain, that we are not in fear. So instead of seeking joy actively, which is what we are supposed to do here, mm-hmm. we are happy that we can dodge fear.
Right.
Well, and avoid fear.
I want to end on fear number 98, which is yes. the truth thought. You are real, fear is not. Fear makes mm-hmm. us conform to things we usually would not. Know this, you are real. Fear is not. We have to end
that
it there.
Is,
we have yes. to end it there.
Perfect ending.
We have to
end you
it there.
Are real. Fear
is not.
Not.
Right? Well, you are real, and I'm grateful for this time. That really is a real moment for me. We're talking about the book, hashtag know the truth. You're listening to Max and Friends. I forgot to mention that earlier because I feel like I'm just having my conversation with Gordana, which we are. Yeah. And that's what I love about these shows, is that we are the truth. And I hope this show resonated with you, to hashtag know the truth and know who you are, so that everything can change. And that changes everything, because the only thing that's constant is change. Gordana Biernat, we have to say happy Thanksgiving to those who celebrate it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy celebration giving. Give celebration this year. I'm really going to I'm going to tweet that out. I want you all to really celebrate Thanksgiving. Because I know there's going to be tension. I could feel it already. I have a feeling that I'm going to have tension, I think, with my own family. So that's why I'm saying I'm not going to allow that to come in. That portal I'm not going to go into. I'm going into the portal of celebration. We're going to celebrate one another. We're going to celebrate why we're all together. We're going to celebrate that we can all be together. Celebrate that, because in reality, we never know when we're not going to be together anymore. So in those moments that you are together, celebrate them and take life to the max. Gordana Biernat, before I let you go, what is it that you want to have people take with them into this week?
Life is a gift. Enjoy your stay. That's all I have to say.
Enjoy your stay, right? Ooh, I just went in a million places with that. I'm like, enjoy your stay. Where can I go? To Yay. Me, whenever I hear enjoy your stay, I'm thinking this world is so beautiful. There's so many yes. places I want to stay. But I'm going to stay yes. right here with you right now on Max and Friends. We have to say goodnight to everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. Gordana, thank you for coming all the way through the cyberspace of life to bring us hashtag know the truth. I'm grateful and I celebrate Twitter because Twitter is one of the reasons why you were able to write this book. So big shout out to Twitter.
Yes. Right? So big. So big. Thank you, Twitter.
And you know, here's what I love about Twitter. And then I promise I'm going to wrap this up. I hear it. I know that we got to wrap it up. But what I love about Twitter is that, again, it's a portal. And we have the choice to use it to bring love or to bring hate. So before you push the button, really think about what it is that you want to put out there. Because like sound, once it's out there, it never stops going. It's a frequency, it's an energy, and you have the choice to make it a beautiful one. On that note, I'm going to let you all go. Take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. Good night and good karma.